Botox, it is the most popular cosmetic procedure in Australia. Now, have you had work done? And if so, why do you do it? 133-693, is it something you've considered? Or does it concern you that parts of your face will be frozen? You may not be able to express emotion the way you can do at the moment with all those wrinkles and things. I just did some wrinkles. I know it's radio, but there you are. Sharon Box joins me. She's a behavioural investigator. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So just how popular is Botox in Australia?
Extremely popular. It's the most popular cosmetic procedure Australia-wide, with around over 12,000 procedures every month. And if you just talk to anybody, whether they're young or old, it's likely they'll know someone who's had Botox. So, extremely popular.
So how do the number of people getting it done here in Australia, how does that compare to the rest of the world?
Well, around the world, according to some of the research I've done, there's around 6.2 million injections around the world. So that's every month. So I guess 12,000 seems quite a small number compared to 6.2 million. But as you can see, it's popular around the world, and it's the most popular cosmetic procedure around the world as well as in Australia.
And it seems to be a sort of not a dirty word. It was, I'm trying to remember when we first sort of heard about it, and there were these stories on television about, oh, people are getting stuff injected into their face, and it was mysterious and terrifying. When did it start, and when did the enthusiasm for Botox really take off?
That's a good question, actually, Dee Dee. So I believe probably around 10, 15 years ago, and I think with any sort of medical inventions and new sort of technologies and procedures, it just becomes more and more mainstream the more we know about it and the more we know about the side effects and weighing up the pros and cons. But I think it has a lot of uses, obviously, in the cosmetic sort of world, but also in the medical world, it's been used a lot. So there's a lot of really amazing things that it's doing in the medical world.
Such as?
So we know that it's actually helping people with migraines. So what happens with migraines is we have nerves that are affected. So Botox can help settle those nerves and the pathway that it causes. So it's been used to help with migraines and depression. So with depression, often people that are seriously depressed will have very sort of pronounced frown lines between the eyes. So by relaxing that muscle, it's also helping send signals to the nervous system not to use those muscles. So that can actually help with feeling depressed. And also the way people interact with people who are sort of depressed can also help. So if we see somebody who doesn't have such a sort of sad looking face, that can also lift their mood. So we've got sort of a double effect there. And some other interesting uses of Botox as well include treating eye twitches and different spasms that we might have on the face, and also underarm sweating, and also it can help paralyse muscles for certain operations, which can help with the healing of the body. So, as you can see, lots of sort of medical uses now.
I'm sure I've heard of it, and this may be related to the sweating one, but are people having it injected into their feet as well?
Yes, that's right. So some people just have excessive sweating, sort of certain parts of the body. So the feet and under the arms are the most common.
Mm. And we think of it as a procedure that women are having, but are there many men having Botox?
Yes, I don't know the exact stats, but it's generally women, but there are more and more men getting Botox. I think a lot of celebrities and actors, you can just sort of see them on TV and you can see that they've had work done. So I think that's now filtering down into more mainstream society, and a lot of men are now getting Botox as well. But it's interesting because our facial muscles, they provide feedback to our brains, and so when that's interrupted by this paralysis, so are our emotions. So there's a lot of negative effects as well with Botox. So when we can't express how we're feeling, we can't show the emotion on our faces. So it's a case of weighing up that sort of benefit versus, looking more youthful. We can't have both. And we're actually normally attracted to more expressive faces. So we have to sort of just work out, do we want to be less expressive but younger looking, or fully expressive but looking our actual age?
Gee whiz, it's a big choice, isn't it? Thank you so much for your time today. Sharon Box, behavioural investigator. Look, it is